And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Prescott Valley's Vice Mayor, Laura Lee Nye.
Hello, everyone out there in Radio Land. I'm so glad to be back with you. And indeed, I have some wonderful guests. I have this morning, and I know darn good well it's afternoon. I have Sheila Anderson. Will be calling in from the Finley Event Center. And then, interesting for me and all of you listeners, my second guest is someone from Parks and Rec and Arts and Culture in Prescott Valley, but no one told me who it is. So we get to spring a surprise on you and me and the station. And, you know, we hear a lot recently people saying, boy, don't we live in interesting times. Well, I'm an ancient one, and I grew up knowing expression. May you live in interesting times. Well, guess what, folks? That's actually a Chinese curse. It is not a blessing. So I'll bet all of us can relate to that. But you know what? We are so blessed to be here in our area. And, of course, I'm from Prescott Valley, so I'm delighted to tell you the last couple of weeks have been a blessing in everyone's life. We did the Thank the Blue event, and just about 300 people showed up, for goodness sakes. And then we had our healing fields, and we had the blessing of the fields. And then, of course, we had our 9/11 event. The point I want to make is the citizens were there. They rounded themselves up, and they came out, and we all were delighted to see one another. I'd like to tell you a lot of hugging was going on, but we were wise, and we didn't do a lot of hugging. But what a fabulous community we have here. The one reason why I'm so sure of the numbers on the Thank the Blue was I personally had planned on having a candlelight ceremony at the end of it. So I thought, well, I'll buy plenty so I won't run out. So I bought 200 candles. Guess what? There was a half an hour to go before the program would start, and we ran out of candles. And how many of you out there did the drive-by salute? Oh, my gosh. Double wide. We locked up the traffic on Lakeshore, and I'm looking around at all the police officers. Not only did they have smiles on their faces, but they had a real surprised look. Like, wow, that many people are going to come out and say hello? That many people care about us? Well, guess what? That's what that event was all about. And I'm delighted that we live in that kind of a community, that we show respect, we show kindness. And I don't know about you and your neighborhood, but my neighbors look after me and make sure I'm okay. So if that's not happening in your neighborhood, why don't you go out and be the person to make sure that everybody's doing well? And again, I just want to say I feel privileged to live in this area, and I couldn't wait to retire so I could finally move up the hill from Phoenix, where I spent 60 years. How many of you will agree with me that we live in a slice of heaven? Now, some of you are going to say, yeah, well, we do, but too many people are finding out about it. Well, they are, but that's progress, and that's natural. and our communities are handling it and they're managing it. And I can't hardly wait to hear what Sheila's going to share with us in this next segment. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm forgetting my job. We're going to take a short break. We're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, on K2NA, 1130 AM, 99.9 PM, 95.5 PM, and streaming live worldwide at KUNA.com. See you in a bit.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. Little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
The new Arizona Lottery Players Club rewards you even more for just being you. Now you can earn 10 points on every dollar spent. And bonus points for playing free play games, which can be redeemed for cash prizes or VIP experiences for you and your BFFs. And the BFFs of your BFF. Plus, your points can be used for entries into exciting drawings and more.
I won!
Reward yourself and download the Arizona Lottery Players Club app today.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Laura Lee Nye.
Oh, and I'm so lucky to be here, because guess what? Our first guest is Sheila Anderson. She's the marketing manager for Finley Event Center. And by golly, she's got lots to tell us. And hello, Sheila. How are you today?
I am great. How are you?
Well, I'm just as feisty as can be. I normally have a list of questions to ask, but I understand you're full of information, so I'm going to just turn you loose, and when you need a breath, let me know, and we'll have a conversation, and then you can tell the rest of your story. So go for it, Sheila.
All righty. Well, I loved the picture that you painted of our town and our community. That was really awesome and very true. We were a part of the staging area for the Thank the Blue, and we love being part of that. We not only bring entertainment, a bunch of different types of entertainment, concerts, things like that, but we also like to do a lot of community things. So we've had a lot of blood drives, you know, to help out the healthcare community. We just had COVID testing from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Monday yesterday. So whatever we can do to try and help out our community and make it a better place, we definitely try to do that as well. But we have a lot of exciting things. Kane Brown is our last drive-in concert, so that we hold that in the parking lot so that it's safe for everyone, that we social distance and everything like that. We have a very high-quality setup for the projection, and it's pre-recorded by the artist beforehand, but it's only for our event. So it's brand new. It's not anything that you would have ever seen before. And everybody gets to just have a tailgate party in the parking lot that continues throughout the whole concert. So it's a really great time, really great for families. And just today we actually announced three supporting acts for Kane Brown. So
cool.
those are Granger Smith, Jamie Allen, and Lauren Alana. So a lot of them are up-and-coming country artists, but they're also like crossover artists. So they've been known to be on the pop, pop charts and top 40, just like Kane Brown. So there's a little bit of everything out there. The early bird tickets, unfortunately, are gone. Those were 56, but the full price ticket is $79. There could be a discount coming if you are an event insider. You just got to go to FinleyToyotaCenter.com and get it signed up on our email list, and you get access to pre-sale codes and special sales and offers. So that's highly recommend that. That show is on September 26th. We also have, which we haven't had a big comedian here in a very long time, so it's very exciting. He's got multiple Netflix specials out there. It is Bert Kreischer. So most comedians in the space are kind of controversial because, you know, some are very edgy, some are not family friendly, but he definitely has adult humor. But we're very excited to have a nationally recognized comedian here.
And so that, it's a thumbs up kind of guy.
It's a what?
Is this a thumbs up kind of guy? Everybody's going to be excited.
Yeah, He's like I said, he's very adult humor, and sometimes he can be kind of crude, but that's kind of in the vein of comedians. But like I said, he's extremely popular right now. Like, he has three Netflix specials, so we've gotten mixed, you know, people who are excited and people are like, huh? But we are very excited to have somebody of his caliber here. So, and it's a very unique situation. He's going to be here live on stage in the
Yay.
Parking lot, but yeah, like, to actually have an artist here again is amazing. So, but our audience is going to be drive-in style, drive-in format. So everybody will be safe and socially distanced, and you can listen to him via your car audio. So, but he will be here, and we'll also have a huge screen so that people don't have to worry about if they're in the back. So that's exciting. We also have our ice skating that we are looking forward to. We're going to probably do it about a month early this year.
Oh, great.
Because we don't have the suns, and we're looking for, you know, things to do. And we'll probably extend it out. Normally we only go to the weekend after New Year's, but we'll probably extend that out. So we're very excited. People always ask us every year to extend it, to make the season longer, and they're finally getting their wish. So that's one good thing because of COVID.
They're going to love it, Sheila. The families always call the town trying to get us to do that. Now they're going to get what they've been asking for.
Yeah. So like I said, that's one super exciting thing because we know that the town wants it. They've asked us over and over again. So that'll be fun. We're still trying to work things out and how to keep everybody safe. But just keep checking our website to look for updates on that. Keep checking the ice skating page. We do have sponsorships available. If there's any businesses out there that are interested, We've got dasher boards on the inside of the skate rink. We've got some different poster areas or banner areas inside. If anybody would like to, you know, market to our, you know, local families. Also, the Lions Club is working very hard to try and get their safe trick-or-treat. We're not sure how it's going to look yet, but we're working on a lot of exciting things for October. We're really hoping that we can have it. Like I said, we love doing events for the community. For the antique show that we had, we were able to host, we had a cap of 400 people, but we stayed very safe, kept everything very clean throughout the day, and we did it very successfully. So we're really hoping that we can have the safe trick-or-treat and a gun show. So it depends on the promoter if he's able to do that. But we have a lot of exciting things in the works. We're just, it's day by day with COVID, so we just ask that you constantly check our website to see what's going on.
Okay, Sheila, we're about to take a break, and I'm going to quickly tell you something about me.
Okay.
I am determined the event center survive. You may never seen this, but out front there's a plaque. My name is on that plaque. That's my house, along with a lot of other council people. So we've got a lot of committed people to make sure this succeeds. And everything you're telling me is so exciting because it's a wonderful venue. It's an exciting venue, and the whole area benefits from it. And I'll bet you'll be talking somewhat about that when we return from the break. So how close are we? Are we about to break here? Yes, we are. So we're going to go ahead and take that short break. And guess what? You are listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 PM, 95.5 PM, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
The days are getting short, the nights are cooling off, and if you haven't done so already, it's time to take advantage of our annual pre-buy program. Buy your winter propane at summer prices. That's right, lock in a summer price for the entire winter. This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane inviting you to join your friends and neighbors in planning ahead for the winter. Stop by or call us at 636-1600. Better yet, order online and save $10 at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. We do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Visit Batteries Plus in store, curbside, and online for fast and reliable phone and tablet repair. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
We're always driving to dance lessons. So we signed up for Know Your Drive. We save money and get closer to her dancing dreams.
The daring young man on the flying trapeze.
Or maybe her singing dreams. Sign up for Know Your Drive and save up to 20%. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Products not available in every state. Discount terms apply. Visit amfam.com/knowyourdrive for details. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Sun Valley Diesel, everything they do is designed to keep you on the road. From routine maintenance to engine rebuilds, Sun Valley Diesel is the go-to place for diesel trucks of every size and shape. Truck on in to Sun Valley Diesel and Tire Repair on Long Mesa Drive in Prescott Valley. Veteran-owned and operated by Don Otto, who says, "We take care of our neighbors. We just happen to fix trucks for a living." Keep on trucking with Sun Valley Diesel and Truck Repair.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Laura Lee Nye.
Yes, indeed, it is I, and I'm so delighted to be with all of you wonderful listeners. We still have Sheila Anderson with us, and I'll just remind you that she is the marketing manager at Finley Toyota Center. Sheila, I'm going to ask you a question, and maybe the three of us here will then just have a conversation. You probably know that there's always types of defense that our citizens are clamoring for, but they're very hard for us to get in our demographics. How do we help our citizens understand that you're making every effort to get them, but our demographics don't work?
Well, sometimes it's not just the demographics. It's there's something called Polestar, and it so it's not just an event thinking that it'd be good for us. It's us, you know, making sure that we could sell our tickets.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of behind the scenes things that happen, and research, and finding out, you know, what current acts are doing and how they're doing in different markets and that are maybe similar to ours. So, you know, some people, yes, they're very passionate about what they want to see, and they tell us, just bring it here. Well, a lot of times the way it works is we need a promoter to bring the event here. So sometimes we're working to actively engage with promoters and trying to get in front of them and let them know how great we are and that their event would be amazing here. And sometimes, you know, we don't hear anything.
I hear
but
that.
Other times there may be more regional or local things that would be a great fit for us, but we just don't know about them because we're usually going for the bigger name acts. So I always tell people, if you know a promoter that puts on these types of events, even if it's locally, you know, tell us, bring it to our GM, and he will look at it and vet it and find out if it is, in fact, a good fit for us. So we're always open to other types of events. I mean, we've been contacted by people who weren't able to have their event in their normal space because of COVID. So we have a lot of space here. So sometimes we're able to make it work here because we can have that spacing. So I always tell people, you know, just contact us and find out if, you know, we can have your event, because sometimes we can.
Well, that's good to hear, because we have a fabulous venue, and of course we all want it utilized to the maximum. I think a gentleman sitting here with us has some questions for you.
Hi, Sheila. I'm Mason. I'm the board op here, and I actually was listening, and I had a couple questions for you.
Okay.
Now, you mentioned that the Granger Smith, the Kane Brown concert is going to be happening September 26th.
Yes.
How many tickets are you guys going to sell for that?
I think we have a total of 350 tickets to sell, and we're sold out of the early bird. I'm not sure when we sold out of that, but I know that was like the first 50 tickets. So we have to cut it off at that point.
Yeah, and that's $79 per person?
No, it's not per person. It's actually per vehicle.
Oh,
so
per vehicle.
I'm so glad you asked that question.
Good question.
Yes. So it's up to six people in a vehicle, and it is each person has to have a seatbelt, so that's how they gauge it. But you can have up to, it's one price for a car, so you can have up to six people. So that's like, I think less than $20 per person if you have six
yeah, that's
people.
Very
so it's a yeah, it's a really great deal that way. With Burt Kreischer, mm-hmm. They have a little bit different pricing structure. So you can buy two per two people, per three, four people, and you can get an add-on ticket if you want. So say you bought a two-person car ticket, and then you have, you know, friends who want to join you or family members, and you can add on a ticket to your car. So that's how that's working.
Oh, well, thank you for answering my question.
No problem.
You have more?
Yeah, actually.
For the driving... He's on a roll. Let's keep him going.
I'm here to answer your question.
For the drive-in concert and as well for Bert Kreischer, are you able to, if you have a truck bed, turn the truck around and sit in the back of the truck and basically make a tailgate out of it?
Absolutely. So I'm not quite certain on the Bert Kreischer yet. I don't know that we'll have speakers out in front. I think it may all just be through the audio. But I know on the drive-in concerts, we've had speakers out in front, just kind of so if you're going towards the building to go to the bathroom or pick up snacks or things like that, you can still kind of hear what's going on. And so if you get there early and you get there the first, like, three rows, you don't even have to use your vehicle sound. You can just listen to the audio that we have. When you're towards the back, you'll definitely need your car audio. But, people sit in the back of their trucks. We have the seating staggered, so you can actually sit, you know, in front of your car or behind it, whatever way you parked. But you just need to stay socially distant with others, and usually it's worked out every other time with that. Most people, like I said, when they have trucks, they'll sit in the back of their truck. So, you know, you're not confined to your vehicle.
Yay! Well, I have a question.
It's
not going to surprise you at all, because I've been around here for so long, and I have been such a strong supporter for the Event Center. And a Sundog fan, there's a clue where I'm going. People just give me fits that we don't have hockey. Well, I share with them. We're working on it. If it's possible to do, we'll work it out. What say you?
So it just kind of all fell into place. The new team was looking for a place all over the country to place a new team with the IFL, and it just happened to work out that the Suns had left, and our area kind of checked all their boxes, and it just kind of fell into place. Things like this never fall into place that easily, so we were very lucky. But one thing that's actually really kind of great about it is that there's, I think it's 8 home games. So there's tons of games for basketball. So there's lots and lots of dates that have to be held, including playoffs. So a lot of times we can't get certain events because we don't have the dates available. Now, with having football and it being a smaller season, we have way more dates mm-hmm. available to yeah. have different types of events and things. So, like, for instance, Bert Kreischer, you know, he's coming here on a Monday, and that we really tried to push for a Friday or a Saturday or a Sunday, just in case we are, you know, we might have, if we have such overwhelming response, we'll get a second show. Well, it's very hard to do that on a Monday. So, but we were lucky to get that because of his routing, the way his tour is going, that was the only date available. So sometimes when we're considering an event, maybe we really want it, but they're like, this is the date, and we're, you know, in the past we've been like, oh, we have a Suns game during that time, we can't do it. So we don't get the event. So that's one thing that's very exciting. Now, I know a lot of people really were hoping for hockey, and, you know, hockey is definitely exciting. I think the IFL is going to be very exciting games, but what we are working on is trying to get some tournaments or some sort of other hockey events here. So we can still have hockey.
Like
it's
college.
It's not going to be a resident team. Yeah.
Well, thank you for that, because arena football is an absolute blast, and I want everybody to give it a shot and a chance. And you commented on this a little bit, but the fact that there are only going to be 8 games in our event center gives us flexibility to bring things in we might never have had. And I want everybody to keep a real open mind. I want them to come and enjoy the football and maybe have a little guessing game going about exactly what we might fill in some of those times with. Do you have any suspicion about what we might do there?
Well, we have calendars all the way out to 2024 that our GM is working on. He is an amazing event booker. So he has a ton of contacts, and he is always working to get us something great. Sometimes we're working on something behind the scenes, and we're very excited about it, and then it doesn't actually go through because, like I said, sometimes it's the routing. Sometimes we don't have something available or something. So, well, you know, behind the scenes, sometimes we're like, oh, man. So that's why we don't announce anything early. But you know, we do have some really exciting things coming up in 2021, and we can't wait to share that with everybody. But we're just... You know, everything's day by day, unfortunately, with COVID. But
guess what? You said all the right things, and now we have to take a break. And you are listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with 2 locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and close Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switch things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Olson's Arizona Equifest, a fun celebration of all things horses, is, and I repeat, is happening on Saturday, September 19th at the Prescott Rodeo Grounds. Gates open at 8:30, and there's free admission and free parking. There'll be plenty of opportunity to socially distance and breathe lots of Prescott's famous fresh air. You're into horses. Be sure to get educated at Equifest. Horseman Mike Kebble will be going over ground manners with yearlings in our clinician round pen from 10 till 12, and over in the same ring, Williamson Valley Vet Miscopaget will be talking about recognizing equine lameness, restoring soundness, and shockwave and ProStride at 10 a.m. And then at 11, Kristen Martucci from Essential Equine Therapy and Services will be giving a MagnaWave PEMF demo as well as a Masterson Method bodywork demo. Do you want a great reason to stay at Equifest all day? Our entertainment will be cowboy poet and songwriter Gail Steiger starting at 4 p.m. That's Saturday, September 19th at Olson's Arizona Equifest. See you there.
Water's garden companion plants for September are Raywood Ash, Russian Sage, Pampas Grass, and Gold Flame Honeysuckle.
Gold Flame Honeysuckle is the perfect vine to cover a trellis, arbor, or a fence.
Also works well when pruned to form a dense shrub.
Purple to deep pink flowers open to sweetly fragrant golden yellow flowers throughout summer and fall.
Deer and javelina proof and oh so easy to grow.
Shop the most fragrant vines in-store or online at watersgardencenter.com.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQNA's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The FBI wants answers to a shooting in broad daylight at the Phoenix Federal Courthouse.
The FBI says a federal officer was shot outside of the courthouse around 11:30 Tuesday morning. The court security officer is hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Phoenix police released a picture of a silver car leaving the area that's believed to be the suspect's. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio.
A new public opinion pulse poll from OH Predictive Insights shows Arizona voters are split on whether or not they would take a COVID-19 vaccine if it were offered to them free.
38% said they would take the vaccine, 38% said they would not take the vaccine, with the remaining 23% unsure. 70% of Republicans are optimistic about the next 30 days, while just 36% of independents and 20% of Democrats are.
Chief pollster Mike Noble says those who are 55 and older are more willing to take the vaccine. Sunny and dry days, cool, clear nights this week, cooling overnight to a clear 56 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with highs tomorrow and Thursday around 90, a windy Friday and Saturday high near 86. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling after bedtime to near 63, heating back up to near 100 Wednesday and Thursday, a very breezy 96 Friday and Saturday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Yavapai County, your ingenuity is inspiring. Since COVID-19, you've changed how you keep in touch with family, found new ways to stay fit, and adopted habits to keep yourself and others safe. And now, you can participate in dynamic health and wellness presentations right from your laptop. Healthy Conversations is Yavapai Regional Medical Center's new virtual speakers bureau. It's also your connection to informative presentations from YRMC healthcare experts. You'll learn the benefits of a plant-based diet, how to deal with varicose veins, what self-compassion means, and lots more. And during live presentations, you can submit questions to the speaker from your laptop or other device. Check out the Healthy Conversations calendar and register at yrmchealthconnect.org. You'll find us under the Events tab. Ingenuity inspired by you.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Napa Know How. At Napa, you can get a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $26.99. An incredible oil for an unbeatable price from the best car people around. Making this deal the best of the best of the best of the best of the best deals around. That's Mobil 1, only $26.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 9/30/20.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Laura Lee Nye.
Indeed, it is Laura Lee Nye, and I'm so glad to be back. And wow, do I have a fabulous next guest. We're going to be having a conversation about Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation Department, and I'm going to let her introduce herself and then jump right in so we have more time for info. Go for it.
Hi, Laura Lee. It's so nice to be here with you. The mayor's had me on the show before, so listeners might remember me. My name is Hope Hooper. I'm currently the recreation supervisor for Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation. So I oversee several divisions within the department, although we may have some changes coming soon, which is very exciting. And then this will be actually my last show. My husband and I are leaving the area, so
Yes. I did not know that.
I thought for sure he had told you by now.
No.
So.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm compelled. Pout. Okay, back to you.
So, it's been a pleasure working for Prescott Valley, for the community through Parks and Recreation. I've had a great time. I started in arts and culture, and it's just been a blast. Such a great learning experience, wonderful people, great programs, events. You know, if you're not familiar with what Prescott Valley is doing, you need to check it out.
Amen to that.
That's
okay,
right.
Okay, before we go into all the information, where are we losing you to?
Well, we are going to Ohio, which is where we came from.
Oh.
Our families are there. With COVID, it kind of became apparent to us that, you know what, we would actually like to be closer to our families. We'll miss it out here tremendously. We've met some wonderful people, and Ohio definitely can't beat the views out here.
Well, nothing beats family.
That's right.
Well, let's lead us in so we won't run out of time. I'm going to turn it right back over to Hope in just a minute. But if anyone out there doesn't really understand what Parks and Recreation is about, I just want to read you the purpose. Department of Parks and Recreation is committed to providing parks, facilities, art and leisure opportunities to our culturally diverse population through the resources of community involvement, dedicated staff, and sound management. I've always loved that comment.
It's so appropriate as well. I mean, it really pins it.
Well,
and I think it's important to say, too, that all of those folks are so passionate about what they do.
Yes.
If you haven't dealt with Parks and Recreation in Prescott Valley, give them a call. Give us an email. Such great people. And there's so much knowledge, not just about the parks, but about events and classes and so many things to do in Prescott Valley.
Well, you know what? I'm looking through. If you hear paper rustling, I'm guilty, listeners. I'm looking at our Prescott Valley Parks Recreation Master Plan, and I have so many things marked here. But Hope, you brought information. Why don't you share that information with us? And if we have time left, we'll get to the plan.
Definitely. Well, and that master plan is huge. There was so much work put into it. It was a labor of love, and it's going to send the department in the right direction. One of the things that's on there is that we need more outdoor things, family-oriented outdoor things. So we actually have Run for the Hill of It coming up on September 26th. It's an early morning run up Glassford Hill. That's a 4.6 miles and with a 943-foot ascent. If you pre-register through September 25th, it's $20 for adults and $15 for children under 15. You get a really cool medal, and then we'll also provide you with water, although you're welcome to bring your own if you know you're going to need extra while you're there. The day of the hike, you can also sign up. It's $5 extra per entry, so $25 for adults and $25 for children under 15. Check-in starts at 6:30. We'll start our first flight of folks at 7:15. Those will be our runners and joggers. And then at 7:30, the walker and hikers will start their route. If you haven't been up Glassford Hill, it is so worth doing. It's such gorgeous views. It's a beautiful, well-kept trail. We're so lucky to have it. So definitely recommend participating in that. Leave the dogs at home. Leave your strollers at home. We want to make sure it's safe for everybody. So it'll be fun.
Well, I was really interested in some of the things when this was presented to the council. You know, a lot of people don't understand that a lot of dollars are tied up in Parks and Recreation. And let me just give you this. Unfortunately, this is nationally, not locally, but I kind of wanted to have a broad perspective here. Parks and Recs, regional parks, generate over $154 billion in economic activity, and they supported over $1.1 million jobs. I don't think people get that.
No. Well, and I don't think people understand what a driver it is for
yes.
communities. I don't know if you've noticed, Laura Lee, all of the tournaments we've had through the summer at Mountain Valley Park. And folks have been coming from California, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, all across the state of Arizona to attend these youth league tournaments that we've been holding. And our hotels are full. Our restaurants are full.
Absolutely.
And it's those folks coming to spend their money here that, you know, helps us to be able to continue more programming because those tax dollars go directly into funding our program. So it just works out so well.
It does work out so well. And a little time we have left, of course, we have arts and culture. As part of Parks and Rec.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And, of course, I'm not going to leave here without talking about that.
Yeah. Can I agree with that?
I'm
just former arts and culture coordinator.
So,
I 100% agree.
I thought our listeners might like to know that a lot of citizens were consulted and their ideas and their wants mm-hmm. and nots are in this report. So this has to do with art and entertainment activity needs. 73% of households indicated a need for community festivals.
Yeah.
Hurrah for that.
Well, and the good thing is we already have some going.
Yes.
So that just tells us part of it is we need to get the word out more. So, hey, if you're out there listening, check out our website when any time through the year. If you're interested in looking for events, we do a lot in the spring. We'll have Rhythm and Brews this spring.
Yes.
We were looking forward to having it this year, and it got canceled, unfortunately. But hopefully this spring everything is looking more friendly for events.
Well, we're much more an open door here.
Yes.
Because our county has not suffered like other portions of the country mm-hmm. with the COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a little more blessed in that. We're very cautious. We're very wise. But let me discuss with you listeners other things that our citizens wanted. 70% of the households wanted more music programs. 64% wanted programs in parks. Now, that's a pretty broad. And 61 wanted after-school programs. Close to my heart is 5% of the households wanted theater programs.
Yes. We just talked about this today, actually.
Did you?
And we found some ideas that we're going to try to work out. But if you're a theater person in this community and you'd be interested in working with Parks and Recreation, get a hold of us. Our phone number is 928-759-3090. We have a gorgeous outdoor stage that can facilitate quite a number of viewers, even during COVID time when we're, you know, taking extra precautions. And, you know, come check out our facility. Learn about what we do. We would love to work more with organizations and individuals in the community, theater and otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So that phone number again is 928-759-3090. Call us and let's talk about how we can bring these things to life.
Absolutely. Some other breakdown in their wants, which I found very interesting, is they want an opportunity to see work by local artists.
Yes.
They want more opportunity to experience dance. And they jumped right into digital media classes.
So cool.
Visual art, except. And they want open artist studios. And here's a biggie with me. Events that celebrate cultural diversity.
Agreed.
We have way more diversity in our community than the average citizen has any idea of.
I believe it.
I know it's true because I've been here since 99. And guess what? We're down to 1 minute, but they also want media art exhibitions. They want art classes, open mic events, visual art classes, and library and poetry events. Let me give you some of the last words, and we're going to watch him because we're just getting ready to round off.
Well, all I can say is if you want to work with Parks and Rec, if you have a program or event or activity you want to bring to life, call us at 928-759-3090. We've got a great staff who's happy to help and work with you to make what you want to see in this community happen successfully.
And we are going to take a break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and that old streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
We're always driving to dance lessons. So we signed up for Know Your Drive. We save money and get closer to her dancing dreams.
The daring young man on the flying trapeze.
Or maybe her singing dreams. Sign up for Know Your Drive and save up to 20%. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Products not available in every state. Discount terms apply. Visit amfam.com/knowyourdrive for details. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's finally starting to cool off, and there's still time to make your annual propane pre-buy purchase. Buy now, and you'll have winter warmth at summer prices. That's right, winter propane at summer prices. This is Dave Barrett of your truly local propane company, inviting you to take advantage of this special offer to save. Look for our flyer in the mail or order online to save $10 at BarrettPropane.com. Can't wait? Call 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Laura Lee Nye.
Here I am, and I'm going to let our guests close us out, and then I'll have a final word.
Thank you, Laura Lee. I just wanted to say, we have two folks right now who are independently working with us to do two separate events. One's a fitness event coming up in October. The other is a Halloween-related event coming up towards the end of the month. And so it is possible. If you have an idea and you want to bring it to life, whether it's an event, an activity, a league, a class. I mean, we do all sorts of stuff. Anything recreation related that you can think of, contact us at 928-759-3090. You can also check out the website, www.pvaz.net, and that's going to be your catch-all for everything. Whether you want to reach out to us about something you'd like to do, or you want to sign up for classes, just go to the Parks and Recreation page on the main website, and there'll be a registration button. It's free and easy to sign up for classes and create an account for yourself. You can also sign up for some of our events there if there's a charge to any events, like the Run for the Hill of It that's coming up on September 26th. So lots of great things are coming through Parks and Recreation, and I only even see better things in the future, thanks to hard work from our commissions, our staff, council. Thank you, Laura Lee. You've gotten us very far in this, so we can't thank you enough.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you to our guests, Hope and Sheila and Mason. We're checking out. Bye, all.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.